where 25% of Congress members still refuse to believe in human-caused climate change, and where the last president claimed that global warming was a Chinese hoax. The United States was also responsible for disabling the original 1997 Kyoto Protocol by lowering standards, engineering carbon indulgences or carbon trading, exempting military emissions, and unjustly trying to offload responsibility to developing nations.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/EM.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. We are here to present yet another episode of Muslim Lady. I'm Farmali Masumi.
And I'm Razia Batul Najafi. Thank you so much. Jazakum Allah.
It's always so nice to be here and discuss about these important issues.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love to come here and have this amazing ibadat, you know, because we are discussing about amazing sayings of Masumin alayhi salam and verses of Quran, and the topic is very unusual. So I think all of us, we are enjoying a lot, inshallah.
So let me share with our dear listeners that we discuss here and we try to apply these things in our day-to-day life and in our house also.
Hopefully.
I hope our listeners, they will benefit from these beautiful topics.
Inshallah.
So we are discussing specifically about the upbringing of our daughters. You know,
the duty of a Muslim.
Inshallah, yeah. Today, in today's program, we will talk about the duties of our daughters.
Exactly.
You know, in their parents' house. For example, they are now in teenage. After 9 years, they have responsibilities and duties. And what are those duties and what are those responsibilities they have to fulfill in their parents' house? We will discuss, inshallah, in this program.
Inshallah.
So if they fulfill, they offer all their duties in their parents' house completely and nicely, then they can play a beautiful role in their future life, isn't it?
Because, you know, the parents' house, like their training, that time is the main, I think, that is the source of life, you know, like you get all kind of teaching and mentality and your perspective, your meaning of your life, purpose of your life, you will get from your parents,
Definitely. And again, if we talk about the, inshallah, later on we will talk about the parents' duties and their responsibilities. If they provide all the necessary things and they keep all aspects of their tarbiyah in their mind, then definitely it is easy for a daughter to fulfill, to be responsible.
Indeed, to give
all the duties which lay on her shoulder in her parents' house. So what are those duties and responsibilities? You know, we have Islamically religious duties and responsibilities. We have akhlaqi, you know, manner-wise responsibilities and duties. We have about the management of house and house chores. So there are different duties. These are the parents who teach, who provide her the guidelines.
Exactly.
You know, the mother and father. Inshallah, we will talk about the role, each of their role in children's life. You know, mother has specific role, father has a different role in their in the upbringing of their children. So when a daughter gets all these doses in her life, then it's very easy for her to fulfill all her duties and responsibilities. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We will continue our conversation, inshallah. We are talking about a Muslim lady and specifically about the upbringing of our daughters. When we talk about the Islamic duties and responsibilities, for example, she has to offer the prayers, you know, on time, and about the fasting, especially nowadays we have so many problems, you know. When a girl becomes 9 years old, she has to fast, yeah?
Exactly.
And nowadays they say she is too young, she can't fast, especially in those weathers like in Middle East, yeah? If the month of Ramadan comes in the summer, so it's very difficult. But again, it is the responsibility of her parents to provide a very, very peaceful and good atmosphere that she can fulfill her duties very easily.
Yeah, I think, you know, when after she becomes a baligha, after 9, it means she's in 10 now, yeah? 10 years old girl is premature and we can see it. Like, this is just an excuse that, no, she's not mature enough, she's so fertile, she's very weak. I totally don't agree with it for Islamic rulings, you know. Maybe some exceptionals would be there, you know, that Islam always respects those kind of some emergencies and exceptionals, you know. If your child is extremely weak, that area is different. But one point I really wanted to say to my girls that, you know, because of media, yeah, girls, they have become very, very good trained in makeup, in fashion, in how to dress up, how to wear the, you know, all this beautiful makeup. So
even in using these, you know, mobile phones and tablets, they are experts.
Expert because of training, you know. So before, I remember, like, maybe girls, they are in teens, they will get to know or they notice that someone is not dressed properly. But nowadays, yeah, 9 years a girl or 7 years girl, she says to mom, "Mom, look at your eyebrows, look at your eyelashes, look at your this, look at your scarf.
Look at your dress."
They are so sensitive because we put, you know, their attention to this area
definitely
only.
We have upbrought them.
Exactly. Yeah. So I really wanted to say to my girls that, you know, you are enough mature for fulfilling the duties towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, like fasting, like praying, like reciting Quran, like having any kind of, you know, knowledge, learning about tafsir and whatever. Don't say, "This is too early for me. How come Allah is so, you know, like serious and harsh towards me? Na'uzubillah." No, 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 no. You know, you have come out from that childhood after seven. Even Allah has given you eight years old, you are just chilling. Nine, even you are chilling. When you enter the 10, Allah is asking you to do, to fulfill some duties, only wajibah. Those are very little and very doable.
And again, when it comes to the shaitani things, the other, for example, society problems, for example, singing or being a model, nobody says she is very, very small, she is premature.
Because, you know,
she
the society is providing them all the facilities, you know, everyone is encouraging. And it looks beautiful. When it looks very trendy, chic, classy. Although if it is very, very pressurable, people are liking to do it, you know?
Yeah.
They love to achieve it because they feel this is perfection. This is something really necessary. But Islam is saying, no, 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 no. Not only that, you know, in some areas, those are haram. But here you have to pay attention that how much you are feeding your soul and your spirit.
Yeah. And at this time, you have a special part about Muslim lady.
Women in Imam Khomeini's idea.
Imam Khomeini, he says, Islam has a program for reaching man towards ultimate human perfection. The Imam says that Islam has been sent to rear human beings. The scripture of Islam, which is the glorious Quran, is a book of education. It educates man in all his dimensions, including spiritual, physical, political, social, cultural, and military dimensions. Islam has come to show us the path of training. We too must train in adherence to Islam.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We can see, alhamdulillah, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, especially in those religious cities, they have very good societies and atmosphere that small girls, they can differentiate everything. You know, they can fulfill their duties, their hijab, their all these mahram and non-mahram things automatically because they are getting this, society, they are getting this atmosphere at home in the society. So it's easy for them. But, in other societies, unfortunately, they do not have this atmosphere. For the sons also, for the daughters. So it's very difficult for them to practice.
Environment counts a lot. You know, environment can make the duty is very easy or very challengeable. And therefore, Islam is emphasizing a lot on Amr bi Ma'roof. Like, you have to encourage, invite others towards good deeds and towards goodness. Why? Because, you know, automatically, I remember when I was so young in Iran, like every area has a beautiful mosque and, you know, Islamic center. So the mothers, they usually take their young girls with beautiful white chador and they're just sitting and praying with mothers, you know. Now, day by day, it's getting still, mashallah,
so
you can see
can
that
make,
environment.
You know, an Islamic society, even if we are living in West, means if you have a circle of friends, Muslim friends, you make a circle and only you go to each other's house and invite them and go
together. We have to live in our Muslim bubble.
So like this, they can provide a society, you know. They can keep their children away from all those, not healthy things of, you know, the Western societies. Although it's difficult, but still it is possible. And we have seen so many families, you know, how they are providing good atmosphere to their children.
Exactly.
Although
countries, there are so many challenges, but if you have a very strong, you know, like home environment, if your team is so strong, like our team means parents, our children, our some friends and relatives, if whoever is according to your mind, you know, mind matching. So if you make a team, then you can easily face the challenges
especially
of that.
Especially the role of mother is very, very essential here, you know. If mother
a Muslim lady,
and mother will have a good role when she, as our daughter, she gets all these things, all these respect. So alhamdulillah, thank you so much. Even I myself have taken so much knowledge from your discussions. And I'm sure our dear listeners also, they are also having so many benefits from these talks.
We all are students of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And, you know, I have a special, I don't know, like connection with sayings of Masumin alayhim salam. I love hadith. And I thoroughly enjoy to
discuss.
Sorry
to disturb again. This time is not permitting us to talk more. So inshallah, we will meet in our next episode. Until then, fi amanillah.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and yesterday we observed the passing away anniversary of Hazrat Fatima al-Ma'sumah, peace be upon her, who reposes in eternal peace in the city of Qom, where devotees seek her intercession with God Almighty with these words. O Fatima, intercede for me for the reward of paradise, for certainly you have with God a lofty status.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Pomegranate has a special place in Iranian culture. There is a trace of the fruit everywhere from poetry to cooking. Iranians even hold a pomegranate festival in the fall. This year the event is held in one of the main parks in the capital, Tehran. The festival features different varieties of pomegranates that are grown across Iran. The visitors can also find pomegranate products, including juices, concentrates, and dressings. The event includes cultural parades, music concerts, and traditional live performances. Iranians say they always welcome the pomegranate season, as it's one of the old symbols in the country's literature and art. The Christmas season always brings happiness and joy to people around the world. Many Parisians these days are taking a respite from the daily routines and hitting famous departmental stores now light up with present boxes. Cheerful families could be spotted at Christmas-decorated galleries, Lafayette and Printemps department stores. Automated figures and colorful window displays are the center of attractions for them and their children. It's a season when people buy Christmas gifts for their loved ones and stores make big profits this time around. Many Parisians say they want to take advantage of this period as the government is debating whether or not to impose a COVID-related lockdown. In Venezuela, a large number of musicians are striving for one common goal, and that's setting the Guinness record as the world's largest orchestra. Over 12,000 musicians, mostly children and adolescents, have played together to make that happen. Hundreds of violins, violas, and double basses playing in unison at this setting in Caracas. The musicians are all connected to the country's network of youth orchestras. For them to set a record, over 8,000 instruments had to play at the same time during a 5-minute period of a classical piece. Right now, a Russian orchestra that played the country's national anthem is holding the record. Once done, the crowd of musicians erupted in cheers, lifting their instruments and waving Venezuelan flags. Guinness will announce its decision in the next 10 days. Tourists and residents in Los Angeles have been mesmerized by a dazzling new event the U.S. city is hosting, with holiday-themed and full of colorful lights. Visitors can enjoy a mile-long walkway covered on all sides with brightly lit installations. Artists from around the world have taken part in the exhibition. The centerpiece display is a cathedral tunnel lit with thousands of bulbs. Another amazing attraction is the orbs, lit up with thousands of torches. The event has been a huge hit with the LA public.
Oh my gosh, it's so nice.
And it gets to be out in the open, and it's like a perfect night to do it, so it's great.
It's definitely the best. Like, we had to do, like, in a car to go see lights, and then we got to, like, now, like, go around and actually walk and get to see everything up close, which is super nice.
Yeah.
Definitely after the, what, year and a half that we've had.
Yeah.
So.
And it's really nice to see everything up close, because it's like, you see in a photo, but then it's more real and real, so.
Yeah.
The event opened to the public on the 12th of November and will run for 5 nights. Preparations for the event, however, started a month ago. The organizers say millions of bulbs and 17 miles of cables are used for the 18 art installations.
Paleontologists in Brazil have discovered remains that could belong to a species of dinosaur as yet unknown. The fossils were found at a site in northeastern Brazil. A team of scientists is trying to put together the bones and complete the huge dinosaur's skeleton. They think it lived during the Cretaceous period, which began around 145 million years ago and ended with extinction of all dinosaurs roughly 66 million years ago. From a gray and gloomy look to a cheery and colorful appearance. That's a story of how a neighborhood in Peru's capital, Lima, is being transformed to become a tourist attraction. A group of artists in Lima are bringing color and joy to this hilly neighborhood by painting the walls of houses. Creating an optical illusion of a giant mural, the project is visible from different spots across the city. The designers are hoping what they did can improve the lives of residents in a neighborhood that was considered to be unsafe before.
What we are doing here is communal work with all the neighbors, and we are doing it because it's important to change the environment through the use of colors. This hill was considered an unsafe and dangerous area of the city, so we decided to change that social stigma through art, which, for me as a muralist, is the best tool to achieve it.
The project was started 5 months ago, and workers are now putting the final touches to their work of art. The mural covers over 300,000 square meters. It's the largest in South America.
The birth of a baby sloth at an uncharacteristically hasty speed has surprised London zookeepers. A tiny two-toed sloth named Terry was born to a mother, Marilyn, at the weekend. The zookeepers say there was no sign at all that Marilyn was going into labor when they checked her in the morning. However, less than an hour, they spotted something like a tiny arm tucked into her tummy. Marilyn had quietly delivered the baby with no fuss at all while her keepers were chopping up sweet potatoes for her breakfast. The mother and baby are said to be doing well, but the zookeepers still don't know the sex of the baby.
modern technology has changed our lives in countless ways, with robots now preparing to lend a hand in operation rooms. Surgical robots are on display at the 4th China International Import Expo. One of the machines, dubbed Mazer X, gives assistance in spinal surgery. Employing the robot can lessen bleeding by 50% compared to open surgeries. Another one assists doctors to perform interventional surgeries.
Guide valves in the vessels can be controlled even less than 1 millimeter. This is not cannot be achieved by the human hands. With the great, I think, market impact from this showcase, we successfully performed a first case PCI in Hainan Boao on March 13th.
The producers say surgical robots will soon operate in more hospitals around China. Therefore, training centers have been established to help surgeons learn how to operate the new generation of surgical robots.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trendy news, and more from every corner of the world.
A tigress belonging to the endangered Bengal species has given birth to 4 cubs at the Mexican Zoo, bringing joy and hope to wildlife enthusiasts. The 4 were born in the San Jorge Park in the city of Ciudad Juarez on October 10th. Nearly a month on, they are in good health. And that is good news, because usually when multiple cubs are born, not all of them survive. Zoo officials have not yet determined the sex of the newborn cubs. That is because their mother lets out a roar when the vets are nearby. Bengal tigers are endangered for 2 reasons: poaching and the destruction of their natural habitat. Here's what you can call killing 2 birds with 1 stone. Classic car lovers have gone on an exciting rally to see an erupting volcano. The event, organized by Beshbuk Rallies, happened on a Saturday. Motorists taking part in the vintage rally had the unique opportunity to witness a volcano erupting ash and smoke. Most of the participants tried to get as close as they could to the volcano, but there were also those who chose to take other vehicles because they were afraid that their precious antique cars would be damaged.
Workers digging gas pipes in the Peruvian capital Lima have discovered a cemetery dating back 2 millennia. Archaeologists have recovered 6 bodies, including those of children. All of them were buried in a seated position. The site also yielded about 40 burial vessels. The findings are thought to belong to the culture known as White on Red, which settled on the central coast of Peru centuries ago during the pre-Hispanic era.
Often it does not take much to bring about positive social change. In Johannesburg, a group of painters are creating artworks on the trolleys of street recyclers. Reason? To encourage bystanders to look up and notice the work recyclers, locally known as reclaimers, do in the community.
I like my work to have meaning, so when I get to paint and become a part of a project like this, it's great for me, you know, because it's not every day we get to like do stuff like this, so yeah.
Up until now, they were just filthy-looking jumbo bags with recyclable waste wheeling along the streets. But thanks to graffiti artists who are giving them a makeover with bold and bright designs to help identify and protect the recyclers, artists say their goal is to build a relationship between neighborhood residents and waste pickers. The reclaimers roam around the city day and night, with some motorists even considering them a risk as the trolleys are not always visible. There are some 6,000 reclaimers in Johannesburg who make a living collecting, sorting, recycling garbage. It's a messy job, but they do it anyway. A group of women are joining hands to protect one of India's key natural sites that is also on UNESCO's heritage list, the Western Ghats, a mountain chain that's facing severe deforestation. The 27 members of this all-female task force are doing all they can to protect the area's rare ferns, mosses, and thousands of other plants. They're using a variety of gardening tools and techniques to preserve species from all over the mountains. Not only that, but they also make artificial conditions and habitats for endangered species from other parts of the world, mainly those affected by climate change. One of the conservationists explained that what they are doing is actually helping the forest regenerate.
We have witnessed the birth of a forest, and that's a very powerful thing. You know, the mind is filled with the ghastly stories of forests being cut, like the Amazon or like the Western Ghats, but here we're witness to the birth of forests as well, and that is the forest itself birthing itself, you see.
The Western Ghats Mountains are home to nearly 5,000 species of flowering plants, but many of them are globally threatened. Only less than half of the area's flora is currently under conservation. Scientists say the outlook for the mountain is very concerning. Carbon dioxide is one of the causes of global warming, but can we get rid of it to save our planet? A Swiss firm has come up with a novel idea to store CO2 underground and turn it into rocks. Company Climeworks has started operating the world's largest direct air carbon capture and storage plant called Okra in Iceland. Located in Hershady, Okra is entirely run on renewable energy. It soaks carbon dioxide directly from the air and buries it as rocks deep underground to be mineralized. Usually, a natural process takes hundreds of thousands of years to turn the gas into basaltic rocks. But here, it takes up to 2 years for the CO2 to turn into white crystals.
Once the carbon dioxide is captured, it will be dissolved in water, and here we are at the injection site. The carbon dioxide dissolved in water will come through this pipe into the well, where it will be injected into the volcanic rock at a depth of between 800 meters and 2 kilometers.
The plant is said to be removing 4,000 tons of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere each year. The amount is too little to save the planet from carbon emissions, as climate modeling suggests the world needs to eliminate several billion tons per year by 2050. Here we have to take into account the saying of the head of Orca that we have to learn to walk before we can run. Legends never die. So 1 year after his death, Argentinians are remembering their hero on his birthday. And that's no one but their legendary football player, Diego Maradona. It would have been Maradona's 61st birthday this year. People all around the country, including in the capital, Buenos Aires, remembered their iconic figure in ceremonies over the weekend. In the city of Rosario, a giant monument was inaugurated in honor of the football star. You can see on your screens fans gathering there in celebration. They say Maradona's love still runs in the veins of Argentinians.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is We All Make Mistakes. Today, Wednesday, is the 11th of Rabiul Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Aban, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of November, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Baqarah, verses 270 to 271.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ.
And whatever you spend of expenditures or make of vows, indeed Allah knows of it. And for the wrongdoers there are no helpers.
إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِيَ وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ.
If you disclose your charitable expenditures, they are good. But if you conceal them and give them to the poor, it is better for you. And He will remove from you some of your misdeeds thereby. And Allah, with what you do, is fully acquainted.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Spending in charity here means whatever you spend in the way of Allah or in the way of Satan. Giving alms hiddenly is better for you, and its due reward is better and more. The purpose of alms, that the concealment of which is better, is the recommended alms, because making the obligatory alms manifest is more reasonable.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture, that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Dear brothers and sisters, if you remember, in this week we cover the topic about our mistakes and that we all make mistakes. We continue talking about that topic. Some make mistake because they travel on the road less taken, strolling in the undiscovered territories, doing things that were never done before. Here there is no definite path, no definite technique. All you have is a dream, a goal, and all you can do is experiment until you succeed. Others make mistakes because they blindly walk on the path created by the others without realizing that they have different potential, sincerity, capabilities, luck, friends, background, and life in general. A teacher teaches the same thing in an exact same manner to a group of students in a class, but each student attains a different level of success. When people understand this fact, after making mistakes, they are, again, left in an unfamiliar territory and experimentation, and mistakes follow. And yes, then there are certain people who never do anything. They just sit back and relax and are thus bound to make no mistake, without ever realizing that this is the biggest mistake of their lives. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to take lessons from our own mistakes. Usually, we find that parents and teachers encourage students to go to school to continue their lessons and to find out in what respect or respects he or she had some mistakes, and in order not to make those mistakes, what should be done. Now we find that how should we take lessons from our own mistakes? We find that we have to, when we make the same mistakes over and over again, okay, first of all, we lose our time, because some time is spent in order to make some efforts or to do something. But, I mean, we find that at the end, we've come up with nothing. First of all, our energy is wasted, okay, or our time is wasted. And then we find that we don't receive the right development or the right growth. Another one is that it leads to our sense of indignation and frustration and feeling frustrated. Another one is that we may lose our sense of relying on the help of other people. In order to be successful, we have to take lessons from our own mistakes, okay? We shouldn't think that we are, I mean, we may be alive forever and ever, so that we may have enough, ample, and eternal time, or limitless time, for doing everything over and over again, even if utterly, I mean, wrong.
Speaking about mistake, it's nice to look at how Prophet Muhammad corrected mistakes. Don't go looking for mistakes. The Prophet often used his role as a leader and community educator to correct mistakes for the benefit of all listeners, but in a discreet way that hid the identities of involved parties. He would say, "What of people who commit such an action?" This way, he generally warned people of pitfalls while discreetly altering the people involved in the mistake to repent and rectify their wrongdoing. Prophet Muhammad forbade gossip and backbiting and rejected any broadcast of people's mistakes. He asked people not to report anything negative about the companions to him. Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family accepted people's words for what they were and did not probe to uncover hidden flaws. He did not put people under a magnifying glass and guess at their motives. You should avoid searching out people's mistakes in order to uncover more and greater faults. Prophet Muhammad said, "Whoever searches out the shortcomings of a brother, Allah will search out his shortcomings." It's a little strange, but let's look at the benefits of making mistakes. Mistakes make us stronger. Each mistake, brother and sister, where survive bolsters and strengthens our character, giving us the confidence, the resilience, and the certainty that we can go on. We can take on tough challenges and we can survive. The other benefit is that mistakes focus the mind on what really matters. Mistakes help us focus on what we really want. When we mess up in our relationships and fear hurting or even losing those we love, our mistakes are a valuable wake-up call. They can motivate and inspire us to helping us to gain clarity and commitment to try harder and to appreciate that which matters most.
Allah never closes his door upon us. The door of repentance is always open for anyone who is sincere and starting fresh and starting new with Allah Azza wa Jalla. They may. It could be a person who is 90 years old but decides to start fresh with Allah and begin a new chapter. Allah starts a new chapter. There's a hadith that says if we take one step towards Allah, Allah takes 10 steps towards us. If we take the initiative to start a new relationship with Allah, Allah will start a new relationship with us. Allah doesn't turn anyone down. Allah never says that I gave this person too many chances and enough is enough. You know, at work, if you make a mistake, you get one or two chances, no more, to correct your mistake. But you don't get a new chance every day. If you go late to work one day, you're supposed to be at work at 8 a.m. Because it's Ramadan and you're sleeping late, you slept in, you go to work at 9. It could happen once, twice, but you can't do it every day. If you do it every day, you will surely be fired. If not on the third day of work, but on the fourth, on the fifth. Because everything has a limit. Everyone loses their patience sooner or later, except Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah never loses his patience. Allah is always patient with us, just like parents. The only people that give chances are parents, right? No matter how many mistakes you do, your parents always give you another chance. Allah is more merciful with us than our own parents. Because some parents also get fed up with their teenage son, with their teenage daughter, they kick them out of the house. If a teenage son or daughter, they come back late at night, they're given one, two, three chances. But if they want to do it every night, surely they'll be kicked out of the house. But Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't kick anyone away from his house, away from his mercy. Never.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us, inshallah. We meet you in another episode of today's special. Until then, we leave you in Allah's protection.
I don't wanna run anymore. Forgive me, Lord, don't close your door. I promise I surrender. I'm giving you my heart and my soul. I've been thinking about my past. I wanna say I found you, Lord, at last.
eyes. I just wanna tell you that I really love you. I know you'll always be by my side.
Stop it, oh Lord.
Forgive me, oh
was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.